You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Well, here we are, brand new year. Have you already made a mistake of writing down 2021? I understand. This is January 3rd, 2022. This year should be better, different than last year. I will tell you this, you're probably going to see less panic this year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announcing that children as young as 12, can now get booster shots of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. They're making that decision that those 12 and up can get the booster shots after only 5 months. In addition to getting the vaccine, they can get the booster shots after only 5 months compared to the previous 6 months. And yet immediately, President Biden is facing backlash over that booster approval process. Dr. Marty Makary, chief of the Johns Hopkins Transplant Center, said President Biden is bypassing scientific advisors to authorize boosters for all kids. This is unconscionable. Undermines the integrity of the FDA standard process. Does Biden care? Probably not. The CDC now saying it's going to cut the quarantine time for healthcare workers from 7 days, or to 7 days, I should say, after testing positive. They were originally supposed to isolate for 10 days, but now say, no, you can come back within 7 days if you haven't had a fever for 24 hours. You know why? Because Omicron, and they need more help at the hospitals. Some have been fired because they wouldn't get a vaccine. And in some areas, blue states including, such as Rhode Island, they're now hiring back unvaccinated medical people because they need them. In the meantime, newly inaugurated New York City Mayor Eric Adams announcing he's ready to mandate coronavirus booster jabs for all civic workers. You thought you were going to be free if you got de Blasio out of there? Apparently not. This is de Blasio redo. Hopefully not as bad when it comes to crime, but we'll see how he handles COVID. And the Chinese Communist Party. I'm reading what is written by the China State Global Times Communist Propaganda Outlet. It says that because of a worsening coronavirus outbreak in an area of 13 million, the Chinese Communist Party fired two senior officials. When they say fired, do they mean you think they really fired them, like in with bullets? I wouldn't doubt it. In the meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, we're coming up on January 6th, 1 year anniversary Thursday. He's going to use it as an opportunity to stress the importance of passing what he calls urgently needed federal voting rights legislation. Another farce. Just like the January 6th commission, which we're going to get into in the next segment. Also, before this hour is out, we're going to tell you about a bill filed in Florida that seeks to allow video and audio recordings in school classrooms. Teachers would have to wear microphones, and parents would be allowed to view video of incidents involving their children only. But also, maybe to check from time to time to see if Your kids are being taught geography, history, algebra, things that mean something, or if they're being taught to hate each other because of color under critical race theory. By the way, let not this go unnoticed. AOC is vacationing in Florida, getting out of the blue state, and there have been complaints against Florida Governor DeSantis. He wasn't holding enough news conferences. They weren't saying he must be goofing off somewhere. No, he was spending time with his wife during cancer treatments. But seeing as AOC is in Florida, he said, maybe I should have just been at the beach in Delaware.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Little old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We are learning much more about what former President Trump was doing while the violent assault was underway. The committee has firsthand testimony now that he was sitting in the dining room next to the Oval Office watching the attack on television as the assault on the Capitol occurred. We know, as you know well, that the briefing room at the White House is just a mere few steps from the Oval Office. The president could have at any moment walked those very few steps into the briefing room, gone on live television, and told his supporters who were assaulting the Capitol to stop. He could have told them to stand down. He could have told them to go home. And he failed to do so.
Those are the words of Senator Liz Cheney, Wyoming, Republican. One of Pelosi's eight choices to serve on the January 6th committee, so it would appear to be, I stress, bipartisan, looking at what happened January 6th. And the whole purpose of the January 6th committee investigation farce is to blame Trump for what happened. That's all it's about. And she sits there and says in this interview on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, saying, we're learning much more about what Trump was doing. We now have firsthand testimony. He was sitting in the dining room next to the Oval Office watching the attack on television as the assault occurred. Well, they may have testimony that's what he was sitting there doing. They don't have testimony to what all information he actually had or what was actually being done, do they? Or if they do, she's not going to include it at that point because it would undermine the scenario she's painting. As she added, the briefing room at the White House just a few steps from the Oval Office. At any moment, he could have walked in and gone live TV and told supporters who were assaulting the Capitol to stop. He could have told them to stand down. He failed to do so. and that he's derelict. That's what she comes down to saying. He's derelict in his duty. Well, the day it was happening, I was saying, and watching it, this needs to stop. Trump does need to say and do something, but I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. Neither do you. And I'm not really sure Liz Cheney has given you the full storyline either. This is so reminiscent of all of those who had come out of the Adam Schiff investigative committee looking into Russian collusion, and they would go on CNN and MSNBC, and anybody else who would have them, and they'd say, although we're hearing some nasty stuff, but we can't really talk about it right now. It's still under seal, but it's bad, and it's going to get worse. It's going to be really, really bad. And yet when the transcripts were finally released under Freedom of Information Acts to let us see exactly what they were saying in there, many of the same ones appearing on TV acting like they had just delivered the death blow to Trump were basically admitting, I know nothing. See, they can lie to you, the American public, and they won't be, they could be chastised and criticized and made a buffoon, but you can't persecute them for lying to you. I mean, I should say you can't prosecute them for lying to you. But you lie in front of a congressional committee, they certainly can. Not they necessarily do when they should, because they didn't in this case, on some of the others we also know about. But this whole thing, January 6th, was wrong. I've said that repeatedly. There were folks that were misguided in what they thought was patriotism, but Trump did not send them there. Yes, he held a rally down the street, and yes, he said, now you can go and march peacefully. Your First Amendment rights to let members of the Congress, Senate, as they were certifying the Electoral College votes, let them know and hear your voice. He didn't say anything about attacking police. He didn't say anything about rioting. Didn't say anything about writing on the walls with graffiti or breaking stuff inside the Capitol or threatening a Capitol representative. Not once. Not once. And there's nothing that says he did. There's nothing. And yet they were still calling it, in the words of the Democrats, an insurrection. An insurrection is you're trying to overthrow the government. Duly elected. That would be an insurrection. Actually, let me correct that. An insurrection is just overthrowing a government. It may not be duly elected. Look at some of the dictatorships that have had insurrections. They were there only because they were the dictator, and then they were out because of the insurrection, and there's a new dictator. Or maybe something closer to some form of democracy. But Liz Cheney, speaking out over the weekend, wants you to know and buy into the story based on what you heard in that beginning clip and what she's about to add now, that Donald Trump and his followers, that includes you, even if you were not anywhere near January 6th at the Capitol, and even if you were there in D.C. for the Trump rally, but you did not go and participate in anything at the Capitol. And even if you walked into the Capitol with a third or fourth wave of people just kind of coming up, oh, the doors are open, what's going on? And you walked in and kind of look around, they're all trying to say that all of you are dangerous.
I think it's also important for the American people to understand how dangerous Donald Trump was. We know as he was sitting there in the dining room next to the Oval Office, members of his staff were pleading with him to go on television to tell people to stop. We know Leader McCarthy was pleading with him to do that. We know members of his family. We know his daughter. We have firsthand testimony that his daughter Ivanka went in at least twice to ask him to please stop this violence. Any man who would not do so, any man who would provoke a violent assault on the Capitol to stop the counting of electoral votes, any man who would watch television as police officers officers were being beaten as his supporters were invading the capital of the United States, is clearly unfit for future office, clearly can never be anywhere near the Oval Office ever again.
Ever again. Now, again, they're talking about firsthand testimony that his daughter went in and asked him at least twice to please stop it. I don't know for a fact that that is true. That's what she, Liz Cheney, is saying right now. And then she says, any man who would provoke a violent assault. Well, then you already decided he did. Damn it, why are you bothering even calling in a committee that we're investigating? You made your ruling right there. Her words right there. Any man who would provoke a violent assault on the Capitol to stop the counting of electoral votes, she just convicted him. And yet, supposedly, the investigation is still not concluded. Supposedly. Well, supposedly, the whole thing was supposed to be, it never was supposed to be legitimate. Come on. You know that. I know that. And let's look back at history on that. Pelosi rejected two Republicans that the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, tapped for the panel. See, when they're having something like this, the House leaders, Pelosi for the Democrats and McCarthy for the Republicans at this point, for both of them, they get to decide which of their members they want to take part in the event. So for this panel to investigate January 6th, quote, insurrection, as it's reported here in this piece again by CNN I'm reading, McCarthy sent a couple over that Pelosi said, no, they can't participate. They can't participate? Why can't they participate? Are you only going to allow those who support impeaching Donald Trump? Are those who were probably more likely to vote for Biden? Pelosi won't really answer that. She just simply said at that time, I make the decision and I'm vetoing the appointments by Senator McCarthy or the House Minority Leader McCarthy. I'm saying I'm not going to allow Jordan and Banks to participate. She suggested that, well, Jordan of Ohio, Republican, could be a material witness to the investigation. That's how she gets around that. If you're going to be a witness, well, then you can't be part of the judgment. And she knows that Jordan has been a loyal ally of Trump. And Jordan finished up that day with a statement saying, Speaker Pelosi just admitted the obvious. The January 6th Select Committee is nothing more than a partisan political charade. That's what he said back then. Well, it still is underway, the charade. And they're looking forward to celebrating January 6th, Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, as I stated in news and commentary, is going to use that one-year anniversary to stress the importance of passing what he calls an urgently needed federal voting rights legislation. So let's get this straight briefly. Trump obviously was telling his crowd, you can go down there and make your voices heard that you don't think the election was fair and so forth, and this is happening while they're counting the electoral votes. And the Democrats were saying that's interfering with constitutional process. When Hillary lost to Trump with the on the electoral votes, the first thing she did was say, we need to get rid of the Electoral College entirely. They don't know what they want other than they want to win, and how, they don't care. Over the weekend on NBC's Meet the Press, Congressman Peter Mayer, Republican, Michigan, one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach former Trump, was asked by NBC's Chuck Todd, why is Trump still popular?
There was no alternative. There was no other path. And given how President Biden, when he was elected into office, you know, said he would be moderate and look for bipartisan solutions. But then after, and frankly, I blame the former president for this, after we lost the two Senate seats in Georgia and the Senate flipped, it became an exercise in trying to be an LBJ or FDR style presidency and enact transformational change in the absence of any compelling mandate from the American people to do so. So that gave the rallying signal that created a very steep divide. And at the end of the day, there's no other option right now in the Republican Party.
No other option in the Republican Party. Then Todd followed up with this question and the answer, please listen.
You got one party that's being led by Trump here that seems to be trying to delegitimize our democracy. Does that concern you? Do you share that fear and view?
I do. But I also see another party that's trying to delegitimize our democracy in far less dramatic ways, at least, you know, not guys with Viking hats, you know, bare chested running into the Capitol, but calling for packing the Supreme Court, calling for abolishing the Senate.
Ah, see? Those are ways to delegitimize our democracy, as Chuck Todd was suggesting. I want to stop it there and give you a chance to think over what you just heard from Congressman Mayer. When we continue, he will continue. I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I also see another party that's trying to delegitimize our democracy in far less dramatic ways, at least, you know, not guys with Viking hats, you know, bare chested running into the Capitol, but calling for packing the Supreme Court, calling for abolishing the Senate, and frankly, doing the same thing, the same justifications that I saw from some members of my party after the riots last summer. They say, well, why is it so bad that we stormed the Capitol? You know, they were the ones burning down these cities, the sense of riot envy. Now we have this delegitimizing envy where, again, it is creating a reciprocal reaction. I think this is all incredibly dangerous. I think the threat of violence is probably more pronounced on the right today, but that does not mean the left is not capable as well.
Perfect point. Perfect point. As you hear again from Congressman Peter Mayer, Republican of Michigan, he is one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach President Donald Trump. He was on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. And Todd was saying, you've got one party being led by Trump here that seems trying to delegitimize our democracy. Does that concern you? And Myers said, I do. But I also see another party trying to do the same thing in different ways. Now, see, there's the key. I don't agree with a lot of what Congressman Mayer says, but he is certainly calling out the progressives that are willing to not only look away and ignore, but then help raise money if there is a bail required for Black Lives Matter activists and Antifa members and others that all decided it was okay to attack federal officers and buildings and police, that was acceptable. Now, you heard Congressman Mayer say in a way that maybe it's riot envy on behalf of those who carried out the January 6th event in the Capitol. I don't buy that. That's not an envy thing. It could be the fact that some thought, well, hell, they don't do anything about, you know, doing that and Portland, Seattle, and so forth. Well, they should have stopped to think. This is also D.C., and they were MAGA people, not the leftists. The left are willing to forgive the left. Just not those of you on the right or even in the center. I had it on here, and it disappeared off my screen suddenly. There have been some exchanges I've had with somebody that appears on some of my pages from time to time and basically considers, well, some things that I will flat out admit I will disagree with. But again, I always say you're entitled to your opinion. And I don't block anybody unless you're obscene or you're belittling other people or things of that nature. I let it stand. But this one person and joined by, it looked like a bunch of trolls all coming together, all in something like finding a way to, how can we embarrass Larry? How can we call him out and what can we say about him? Oh, let me see. Let me give you some, I'll give you some examples. One said, here we go. Let me see this one. Oh, my F God, gee, are we going to have to listen to your twisted, blessed, or wait to your blessed funeral for you to enter and shut your damn stupid mouth? Yeah, I think you will. That's my answer to that. Another one showing someone raising a middle finger and saying, F your religion. Huh. Another one saying, your show's complete BS. Another one says, Hail Lucifer. Another one says, Delete time. And I answered that one, did it work? They're still listening. The one that said, Hail Lucifer. One that also said, did that help you or just leave you feeling empty? And the one who said God is fake, asked them the same question. All right, enough of me and that. Let's go on to you, your kids, and cameras in the classroom. At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
A new bill in the state legislature would allow schools to install cameras in classrooms to record classroom instruction and let parents review the footage if there is ever an incident.
The bill would force certain classroom teachers to wear a microphone and require a written explanation if that recording is interrupted. Political reporter Evan Donovan joins us from the newsroom with the details.
The bill would attempt to protect student privacy by forcing the images of other students to be blurred, and schools would be required to hold on to the recordings for at least 3 months.
That's a report out of WFLA in Florida on this bill that's been introduced to the Florida legislature that would allow video and audio recordings in school classrooms. Now, the reasons for this are multifaceted. One of them, of course, being violence inside the classroom. Violence that could involve your child as a victim, or could involve your child as an instigator, or your child as being blamed as an instigator. So if there's video from different angles inside the classroom and audio, then you'll be able to come in and take a look at it, and clearly show, did your child do this or not, and or did that child do something? Now, supposedly, there are several other rules when it comes to identifying any other students. I'll let a reporter from WFLA fill that in a moment. But the other issue is, what is being taught in the classroom? How is the classroom being handled by the teacher? And the reason that, obviously, is such an important and vital and current trend and issue is because of CRT, critical race theory. Now, they will tell you over and over again, we're not teaching it. School boards have been assaulted. I don't want you to get the wrong impression, but they've been jammed with parents demanding to know, what are you teaching? Show us the curriculum. And some school boards have said, no, we don't have to, and we're not going to. Well, therein lies another fight. And therein lies a good reason, again, to have not only video, but audio in the classroom. You're entitled as a parent to know what your kids are being taught. I hope you have enough concern for your children and their welfare that you ask. This doesn't have to do just with CRT. It also has to do with not just birds and bees, but gender transformations. And allowing your child that you call John, because John was born biologically male, but at school has said, I want to be known as Joan. And then you see and hear in that classroom video, the teacher calling on your son, John, but says, Joan, do you want to add anything? And it's not a mistake. The teacher's accepting it. And they don't have to tell the parents. Many school districts, they don't have to tell the parents if your child wants to be called a different name or is cross-dressing when they get to school. Maybe trendy and trying to cause excitement, but maybe really disillusioned by where they are, and they're not getting any help and support. They're just getting more suggestions to push forward until they come home and demand that they get puberty-blocking drugs, or they'll go to someone that will help file a court case on their behalf. No, you need to know what's going on. Well, in Florida, a legislator has decided, I am going to do that. Florida Congressman Bob Rommel, Republican of Naples. Here's WFLA-TV news reporter Donovan on part of what the bill does.
It would allow school districts to install video cameras in classrooms for the purposes of recording an incident, which it defines as abuse or neglect of a student by an employee or another student. Parents of a child involved in an incident must be allowed to review the video within a week, but the identity of other students who aren't involved must be blurred. Teachers must wear microphones, and the camera has to be at the front of the classroom, capable of monitoring video and audio from all areas except a restroom or other changing area.
Now, that makes sense if you believe in putting cameras in the classroom. You want cameras on police officers so you can identify if they have mishandled a situation, and maybe cameras to help verify the police officer did exactly right. Here's reporter Donovan with more details of the proposal in Florida.
Parents, students, and employees must be notified before cameras are installed, and principals would be in charge of all recordings, which must be kept for 3 months or until the conclusion of any investigation or any administrative or legal proceedings. After that, the video must be destroyed. The cameras cannot be live streamed or continually monitored, and videos cannot be used for teacher evaluations. The law would require all school districts to complete and vote on whether to implement classroom cameras by January 1st, 2023.
So it's a proposal at this point. It wouldn't go into effect until January 2023. That one little line about that it cannot be used to judge and evaluate a teacher's ability. Yeah, that's a sucker line. It probably had to be added that otherwise teachers might object to it. If you're going to look at that and see me putting my head down on my desk for half the class and getting my pay and let the kids run wild, maybe that was that. I don't know. There are some very good teachers out there, and they would welcome something like this, just as good police officers would. And this all picks up also, in fact, if you know Mark Levin, outspoken conservative that he is, he had even suggested some time ago the same thing. It was back in July. Levin, author of American Marxism, advised using cameras in classrooms to monitor instructors as a response to critical race theory being taught. He said 6 months ago people were calling my show, talking to me what they're seeing on the monitor going on with their kids as a result of the pandemic. Remember when they're all on at home, kids were on monitors at home watching, and parents might walk into the room and see things that's being taught? He said, that's why I now support cameras in the classroom. I figure if courtrooms and cops can have cameras, so can teachers. I agree. And it works for everyone's benefit, if that's the intent. And again, as I say, it also would isolate and find actual crime in some cases. Not just somebody's word of something happening, but actual crime. Now, I'm not talking about full violence, but could be some other type of assault, either involving a teacher and or a member of the staff of the school and or a student, or both. Speaking of crime, by the way, got an update out of Boots on the Ground on Chicago. Andrew saying final tally for 2021 in Chicago, 4,452 shot. 842 homicides, 1,645 carjackings, including a judge who had a gun put to her head and carjacked at her home earlier this week. Yeah, we reported on that the other day. So that's out of Chicago. Pennsylvania also running rampant with crime, and they all know what the issue is because they've been too lax. Philadelphia, it's gotten worse over the years. 2021, Philly shattered the previous murder records, which was 519.90. As December 31 this year, 559 were killed in Philadelphia. Chicago, again, their number, 842 killed. But my boots on the ground also informs me there is some hope of solving things. That is, as suggested by a Chicago alderwoman. If you see a crime happening, she says, run toward the offenders. If you see an armed robbery or something, run toward them and blow a whistle, attracting attention. That's right, run at them. Blow a whistle. She's bringing back the Whistle Stop program. She said it helped fight crime in Lincoln Park, Chicago, during the 70s. Of course, that's before you had a 911 phone in your pocket. But in her email, this councilwoman Smith said the Whistle Stop program says if you find yourself in a suspicious situation or witness a crime, blow your whistle. If you hear a whistle, call police, then you move toward blowing your own whistle. Now, I can just see a bunch of gangbangers hijacking a car, and they see you come running toward them blowing a whistle. Maybe if you had a piccolo, you'd get a little more attention. Maybe they'd respect you better. You think? Right. I want Ron DeSantis to have another word on all the blue visitors coming into his state. And how he personally could get very, very rich.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man, let me tell you. I mean, Congress people, mayors, governors, I mean, you name it. And it's interesting, though, the reception that, you know, that some of these folks will get in Florida, because I think a lot of Floridians say, wait a minute, you're bashing us because we're not doing your draconian policies, and yet we're the first place you want to flee to basically to be able to enjoy life.
Yep, they want to enjoy life, but they know they don't want to wear a mask. They don't want to be have to showing a passport. So folks like AOC down in Florida, maskless, with hundreds maskless at a drag queen contest. And before that, going around maskless at restaurants in Florida because she can. In New York, you can't. And in fact, the new mayor has decided that he might well extend de Blasio's vaccine mandates for even down to children age 5 to get into a restaurant or a theater. Yeah, I know they want to get out of there. One listener, Arthur, has written in. He said, it seems to me the spread, or rather the speed of the spread of the so-called Omicron virus is faster than would be possible by natural causes. He said, I suggest maybe it's being assisted by someone using a spray bottle to spread it. Well, there's no evidence of that, and he admits that too, that I don't know if it'd be possible to prove or disprove it. But he said, considering the sordid record of the World Health Organization, there's nobody to catch the unknown parties who may or may not be doing this, if it's happening. That's an interesting point. What do you want for 2022? Do you want to live in constant fear? Even when people are masked and they encounter each other in a store, I mean, they step away from each other. And that 6-foot minimum that we were told in the beginning, the CDC later admitted, we just kind of picked that number. They could have said 16, but I guess they thought, well, that probably won't work. They could have said 2 feet. I thought, nah, probably should have more than that. You know, they just pick a number. Is there medical science supporting it? No, there's not. They just do it. And locking down businesses, unless you are an elite like a Nancy Pelosi, who says, I have to have my hair styled, and she goes into a closed salon, a salon that's supposed to be closed in California under those rules. Or you're a Cori Bush of Missouri who wants to go get her nails done. Or you're a governor of California who goes to Napa Valley to dine with medical lobbyist, mask-free, when you're telling everybody else to lock down. No, those folks are not suffering because they can get out and they can go where they want, when they want, and they are who they are, and you not so much. And they want to know why even, quote, fellow Democrats are walking away from them. Perfect example again today. President Biden was holding a virtual news conference talking to farmers and ranchers. And one of the things that came out in the process of this, the price of hamburger meat. Now, if you go to buy your groceries, you know what's been happening to prices at the grocery store. If you try to go out and dine somewhere, you realize those prices are going up. Listen, the restaurant owners, they don't want to chase anybody away, but they got, if you want a particular product, they got to buy it, and they're going to pay the price they're being told. And if there's a shortage of truck drivers and trucks to get the food delivered, then it's going to go up and up and, of course, be delayed, and you'll see more and more empty shelves for a while. But Biden, when told that hamburger meat is up to $5 a pound, he just is almost, I don't believe it. That much? And that's just beginning. But it won't affect him. It affects those of us living in the midst of this nonsense. That's why 2022, let's try to stop the panic, stop the fear, be responsible, show proper respect and concern for others and diseases, but let's stop all these lockdowns. Biden, hamburger meat, $5 a pound? That reminds me, my dad used to say his dad would give him 10 cents to go to the movie theater and say, you can buy yourself, take this dime, you can go to the movie theater, you can buy yourself a soda, something to drink, you can get yourself some popcorn and some candy. And when you come home, after going to the theater, buying popcorn, candy, and a soda, on that dime, I want my change. That time? No, we're far from that time, believe me. As always, I appreciate you listening. Let your friends and neighbors know this is the program that should be everywhere. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.